It is true on one level that most people need to go through a certain phase of sex in order to be free, because we've all been restricted. When I say all, 99.9% of the world is restricted. We haven't been allowed to feel our natural sexual energy as it was awakening, when and where and who with. So we've all been programmed and conditioned and restricted. So there is that needs to open. And we need to be natural with it. Just natural. And that's very, very rare. And there's another aspect. When you were talking about a person pleasing another person and not having pleasure for themselves, you see, at a certain level of consciousness, sex becomes rather ridiculous, rather silly. It is still playing with toys. Because it's such a basic energy of reproduction, it stays serious in most people's lives. Because they were not natural in their youth, often they're not natural until they die. But the fact is, at a certain level of maturity, sex as itself is ridiculous. As an expression of love, that's different, but it's not sex. It can still be physical, but it's not about sex. And it's not about orgasm, as we talk about orgasm. It's about living orgasm every moment. So it's possible that a person goes beyond needing to be gratified, and they can be there for the other person. So you may be projecting something on the other person that isn't actually there. And I'm not talking about anything personal specific at the moment. I'm talking about it generally to look at. We're very restricted in our views of everything, but are certainly about sex. But at a certain level, it can still be fun. But on another level, it's ridiculous. It's silly and very basic, very crude. Except as a possibility, an expression of love, of intimacy. Often, it's the only way you can get to another level of intimacy with the other person. But even then, if it's sex, there is no intimacy. Sex is not intimate. In order to have an orgasm, which is what usually most people are trying to do, you've got to contract. You've got to get tighter and tighter and tighter until you let go. That's the orgasm. So, and in contraction, you get further and further away. The idea, in theory, in Tantra, is you don't do that. You don't go for the orgasm. You're just present and present and present with the other person and with yourself. Not going anywhere, just being somewhere. And then that's a different experience. And it's not about sex. It's about being with each other on a deeper level. But the usual way of sex is not intimate.